discussing now the Samayik on the morning session of November 11th, correction, January 11th of 2010, and this is on the topic is the doership and the kashais that arise in the service of other people in on the path of Akram Rignan or in Jagat Kalyan. The slightest ego arises, any kind of kashai that arises, recognize that the highest understanding has to be applied against it. If you remember that we thought there'll be maximum 4,000 or 5,000 people in Bhuj. But are we doing it or SCE and celestial beings are doing it? Every Mahatma is understanding that beyond themselves, this is the vision of the celestial beings, and beyond them, it is the mission of Lord Simandar, and they are the ones who are doing it, and they are the ones who are making us do it. The moment you become any ingrained with any sense of doership, then you will suffer. You need to approach it with the exact understanding that really we are only evidentiary nimits only. And the Dada Sri himself has said that human beings can only do limited, whereas when you take the help of the celestial beings, you can get much, 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 much more accomplished. And therefore, let us understand that the Jagat Kalyan Bhavna is related to the celestial beings who are very happy with this project. And on top of that, it is the mission of Lord Simandar. And they can do infinite more, much more work than what we can attain. And yet we enter into kashais through lack of awareness of this, and we do not want to repeat it. We do not want to enter into the doership mode of it. We need to take every step with exact understanding. Yes, subtle. Yeah, you can do whatever you know better. You can just say this. Yes, do it, and yes, do it this. And if you have a certain expertise in certain things, you can give your natural opinion about it, or you can just say this is the way it should be done, I think. But if it happens differently than what your design was, that is vyavastit. It happened in Bhuj. We decided 8,000, then it became 16,000, and so everything new was happening every day in Bhuj. And so then we realized that it is the celestial beings who were actually involved in this task, and that they are doing it through the medium of our Mahatmas and all those who listen to the words of Deepak Bhai and the Gnani Purush and that whole environment that was happening in Bhuj. Thus it is happening on a natural mode. And therefore, there is so much material that we have. We have so much show the other people, all these VCDs, all this material that is available to us. Why should you get into the doership mode that I am the one who is going to explain to them, show them this gorgeous material that we have in the path of Akram Vignan, on the path of liberation? Supposing somebody has just come upstairs to do this, sir. He has just taken gnan and somebody takes into the usual. This is not the way it should be. You are out of gnan. He becomes a teacher of the person. He is just... And he says, what happens is, he's talking, it's time for Gnanvidhi, and he's talking to somebody else. He does not know, because somebody else is coaching. Come on, go, Gnanvidhi is happening, go down. In other words, and he says, he has just come for the darshan. So you have to do exactly, inform Gnanvidhi is downstairs, do the quick darshan and go. But if he does not know anything about it, then why do you have to say, go down to the Gnanvidhi? He has zero concept of Gnanvidhi. So, okay, come next time. Gnanvidhi is not going to go away. But immediately, that man has just come to the mandir to do darshan, and you are pushing him in the direction of the Gnanvidhi. That is totally wrong. And so you should not become so dada wild. You see. So the Bhuj, after Bhuj, whatever Gnanvidhi, the next Gnanvidhi that happened, all those people who felt they got left out, they all came there. So his evidences are already there. You don't need to be the insistent pusher of the Gnanvidhi. And slowly, sooner or later, with your nice approach, egoless approach, your insistent-less approach, your gentle approach, he will sooner or later enter into this beautiful Vignan. And therefore, you should have a very strict awareness. This is what you have to see in Samayik, where you were insistent, where you were in the wrong mode, where you were in a manipulative mode, where you were etc. etc. You can see a lot of this in Samayik. And be gentle. And so you can... And so, yeah, just and move them into the positive mode. If they have purchased one book, then you can just say, yes, that's a very good book, but this is a good book. But, you know, instead you push 15 books to him. Just because he has read one book, you give him 15 books. That is wrong. You're pushing. And there is a very subtle line between pushing and gentle offering, with the choice being his only, without your ego coming into the picture at all. So this is how kashais arise in sevas, in service to others. And so let us see that all in Samayik today. And you might say that it is not happening to me, it's not happening to me. No, 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 no. And so there is always a sense of exercise of your influence on that person that you believe is inferior to you, either through your his mental ability, your physical ability, etc. And so everyone is a joint seva worker, is a sequel. And then you should never raise your anger. Why are you breaking the line? Please, I told you to come in this line. Why did you? You know, so you should recognize, you know, he has a real reason. No, he has a real reason why he's jumping the line. You should listen to his reason and then let him go forward. And so, you should allow a little bit of a allowance for the 5 to 10 who jump the lines or who wants to, or who may have to go to the toilet. We never know what's going on. And so, you never want to move from lack of humility from humility. Humility must be your base with which you move in the form of a group activity. Your humility should be such that if he even enters that soil, he would be overwhelmed with the beauty of the presence of some energy that he has never ever experienced in his previous lives, live alone in this life. Your energy should be spreading and the fragrance around you should be so beautifully energized so that you can really make a difference. Your presence makes a difference. Please make sure that you do not want a kashai of the slightest flavor of any kind to arise in front of you or around you. And so, will you be able to do this? Will you be able to see this in Samayik now? Because you were heavy duty workers in this major program that happened in Bhuj, and that is happening here. Okay, they are changing the cassette now. So this is a long discussion on Samayik session, which is a separate audio for Samayik on January 11th of 2010. This morning Samayik's topic is of kashais in worldly service to others, especially in Akram Vignan, of Jagat Kalyan, the salvation of the world through Akram Vignan, and the various modes. So Deepak Bhai is now just going to go on with this topic. Is there for you to go into it? He's going to do the Vidhi in a minute now. But waiting for the change in the cassette. Please sit down. Please wait here. Deepak Bhai says you can leave after the Vidhi. These people. Therefore, all cases are not like this. Please do not take it personally what I have just discussed. Yes, there is one maybe in a 500 who jumped the lines and really created disturbance. Everything is moving very beautiful. Yes, everybody is doing beautiful seva. Some people are cleaning the toilets in the bathrooms of Mahatmas. And I got the opportunity to clean the bathroom. Some people are standing in the sun. Some people are awake all night making sure the security, etc. So beautiful work is happening, however. But if somebody is hurt and you are aware of the hurt to somebody, then you really need to kind of correct it. Everybody will know file number one, will they not? Yes, everyone will know where file number one got disturbed, will he not? So do pratikraman pratyakyan. And the second thing is, and also send the silent messages to the people who are the disturbance makers. And dear Dada Bhagavan, grant these people the energy to move in harmony and to see it as it is. And so these pratnas are gorgeous, these silent messages of pratikraman to the pure souls are very beautiful. And then if you are like, then you have to ask for the energies from the Lord within you. Okay, let us do a beautiful vidhi. We have had a great Surat Janma Jayanti and Bhuj major, and then this is also a big program. And there is a Gnanvidhi Satsang, and there are eight days. Then there are 200 to 300 volunteers who are here who are constantly involved in the back and forth service so that we can sit comfortably here and absorb the words of the Lord. There are 50 to 100 ladies are constantly cooking for us. Slowly of is, please one day, you know, relieve them. 50 of you leave this place and go there, so that those 50 who are cooking your food can come here. And slowly, so if you cannot do 50, at least 5 of you go there, so that you are sharing, sir, because yes, so everybody gets the opportunity to serve you, Mahatmas, as also get this satsang also, so you can relieve them. So think about how they are helping, and so that is how you can make a difference. So everybody gets a little bit of the both. Those people cannot. Some of them, there are some who cannot attend for the 8 days. At least out of the 8 days, maybe they can attend 4 days. If you can change your intentions in this way, you can make a difference. And some people get put off because when they try to serve over there, they don't know how to serve, so they get upset over there. So then you can just convert it with love and through the pratyakhyanikashayas, because these are opportunities which will then are there. So during such instances, there are cues for the kashayas to arise for you to see them and resolve with equanimity. So therefore, this is also helpful. As you move into kashayas, is a correction. As you move into seva, that okay. Chalo, let's do the vidhi now. Hey Dada Bhagwan, dear Dada Bhagwan, dear Lord Simandar Swami Prabhu, Shri Simandar Swami Prabhu, with absolute awakened awareness of the pure soul, in all projects of Dada's work, in all projects of seva for Mahatmas, and wherever doership arose, insistent arose, and kashayas arose, where I ended up hurting anyone, let me see these mistakes of mine in Samayik exactly, and to wash them off through knowledge of the five Agnas, and let me do such a Samayik. In I surrender this mind, speech and body, all illusions related to my name, bhav karma, charge karma, ravya karma, subtle discharge karma, no karma, gross discharge karma, O Dada Bhagwan, I surrender them at your lotus feet. I am surrendering them. Dātmā chū śuddhātmā 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 chū śuddhātmā. You are a great Samayik. Those who have to go, let them go. But those who can sit, please sit. This is a very critical Samayik. Please do it. Especially when you do. But if you are not in the satsang seva, then do whatever, in whatever matters kashayas have happened with your servants or with your colleagues or with your people who are inferior to you, etc. Today, whatever complexities have arisen through the ego intellect complex, whatever insistences there is in manipulativeness, ivrasis, and so through four basic kashayas of anger, greed, deceit, and pride, wash them off. Keep it separate and then wash it off. As remain as the says capital self, and then make file number one, wash them off. Whatever cautious, just do them exactly as they're meant to be with the separation. And please do a very beautiful samayik. Do it for sure. Please do it today. Jai Sachidananda.